Hey, so joining us now on the Fly Racing Ridex 365 show is recently retired professional snowcross racer and longtime fly racing athlete Trevor Layton. What's going on, Trevor?
Oh, not much. Just ate some dinner.
Yeah, so man, we haven't really had a chance to catch up since the end of the season. We've texted back and forth briefly, but you forced to retire after a couple seasons of serious injury. You kind of announced that right as we get to the end of the snowcross season. In addition to the retirement, you recently announced your engagement. You got a baby on the way. On top of all that, you got a new racing venture in the works. Why don't you fill everybody in on what's been going on the last couple months and where things are at?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, like you said, with the injuries, it just popped up in my mind after the last one. Actually, my doctor asked me, he said, when are you going to give it up? And I looked him right in the eyes and said, I'm never going to give this up until, you know, I have to retire because of age. And then I got to thinking one day driving home by myself and just figured it's not worth it anymore to go out there and hop or get hurt bad enough to be in a wheelchair or something like that. You know, like my dad said, we went to Vegas Supercross a couple weekends ago, and he's like, wow, I'm surprised how many people are there in wheelchairs, and I'm just glad you're not in one and stuff. So it was a hard decision, but with everything else going on, I mean, obviously with Walker Evans being one of our sponsors and Randy, the owner's son, being RJ Anderson, I got hooked up with him, went and drove a truck at the end of March before I had surgery, and I really like it a lot. It's definitely different than snowmobile racing. It's not as aggressive, I would say, and physical on the body. It's obviously a lot safer in the cage and stuff. You can still get hurt, but hopefully that doesn't happen. And I'm getting into razors too. I'm keeping my deal with Polaris, so bringing them along as well. So I got Fly, Walker, and Polaris right now. And then we're trying to get some other sponsors to help out, but I'll race razors at the end of this summer. I get released from my shoulder in August and should be at the Reno National in a razor. And then trucks, we're going to do some regionals hopefully at the end of this year. And then we'll do trucks full time next year and razors as well.
Okay.
So with all that going on, it should be a big change and should be fun. But yeah, and then the engagement and the baby, it's crazy how much life can change in a couple months, but it's going to be really fun, and I can't wait to start a family, and just super excited to meet my baby here in a couple weeks, and then, yeah, get married to my girlfriend, or I guess fiance now, Sam, next year, probably around June is what we're thinking right now, so, yeah.
So you've got a lot going on, but, I mean, a little downtime now while you're still rehabbing. How did the How'd the surgery go? What all was done there, and how are things coming along?
Surgery went really well. The doctor came in after surgery and told me that it was his third hardest, or in the top three of his hardest ones and most messed up. So it might not have seemed too messed up right at the beginning when I heard it, but the doctor definitely, I mean, he's the guy that invented the surgery. He's seen it all. He said it's in his top three. So that's, but with that, he said the surgery went super good and he's expecting a full recovery. Everything, I've been seeing my doctor back here now in Idaho, and everything looks really good. According to him, I'm in rehab. I was in rehab actually 10 hours after surgery. So it's pretty crazy what they do down in Colorado. Those guys in Vail, they're the best doctors around, and I'm glad I went down there to get my surgery. I trust my doctor that's here, but he wanted me to go down there. So I did that. And other than that, rehab's really good. I was actually in rehab this morning, and my physical therapist said that I'm ahead of schedule again. So that's good. And everything feels really good. I might even be able to get into the truck in July. I mean, or the razor. So everything's looking good right now. I'm just working for my dad. Running around doing light stuff just so I'm not using my shoulder a bunch, but really excited with everything that's coming in my future. You know, I'm planning on taking over my dad's business sometime too, so working for him a lot and working on our property here that we got bunch of work to do. So just, yeah, like I said, I mean, I'm really excited for everything in the future and glad that I got my shoulder fixed now instead of down the road when it could have been worse.
Yeah, and so for people who don't know, these last two seasons when you've had all these injuries, you put a ton of time into rehab both of the last two summers. I know you were putting in a lot of miles on the bike and a lot of work to where, I mean, dude, you kind of changed your whole body type and appearance. You lost a lot of weight and were really putting on the miles. How frustrating was it to do all that work those last 2 years and then not be able to see it through on the racetrack?
It was really frustrating, actually. I talked to Junior a little bit at the end of this year, and like I said, it sucks putting in all that work and then not being able to show what I had on a mod sled. I know I could have been pretty fast and done pretty well. I obviously didn't show it in the few weekends that I did race, but I definitely saw the potential, and it beat me down a lot. That is not the reason I quit, though. That, like, being hurt and stuff is the reason I quit, not the full not being able to compete, or I don't know what I'm trying to get at here.
Yeah, well, you had done the work. I mean, you put the time.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it was just, it was hard, but it was actually, you said 2 years, it's actually been 4 summers that I've been hurt now. I did the shoulder first at Robbie's house on a dirt bike, had surgery, rehabbed all summer, then went into the winter, did it again that winter that I was my last year in pro light when I was winning the points championship. I did it halfway through, and not going to say that's what cost me the points championship, but it definitely did affect it. And then, yeah, the back last year and then the shoulder again this year. It's just been constant 4 summers I've been out. And then I get back from rehab and got to put, like you said, the miles on the bike. And it's hard, but it was, I was giving it everything I had. You know, I was dedicated for sure. But after this injury, I just kind of popped in my mind one day, like I said earlier, just driving home, and I was just like, you know what, I want to be able to hang out with my kid and have fun with him when I'm older, or I guess we don't know what it is, so it when we're older, and be able to take it and do things that it wants to do. And obviously with the trucks and razors, I'm still going to be able to race and have fun and do stuff, and it'll be a little mellower now because it's once a month for 8 months for the trucks, so that'll be a little nicer, but at the same time, I'm just trying to enjoy life with everything that's been thrown at me right now, you know, the whole retiring and then the kid and then the recent engagement and everything. So it'll be a crazy few months here in the next few months, but it's going to be really fun.
Yeah, it'll be a good time for sure. You got to admit or tell me, though, there's just a little bit of you that's got to be relieved knowing you're not going to have to grind away quite so hard this summer, huh, on the bicycle and in the gym.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree, but the funny thing is I was actually texting a buddy just yesterday or 2 days ago and been asking him if he wants to get back in the gym, and I talked to my physical therapist today and he's like, I want to do that, but I'm itching to get back in the gym. I want to get back in there, and you know, it's everyone thinks, oh, you're going into the truck, you don't have to be in shape, you can go party and do all this stuff. But really, it's the truck still weighs a certain amount, and then they weigh the driver in it, and you want to be as light as possible. So I'm not just letting myself go, if that's what everyone's thinking. But I definitely am, yes, relieved that I don't have to put in 30-mile bike rides every other day and be in the gym the rest of the time or on the dirt bike or whatever. So it's going to be a more relaxed summer. And like I said, working for my dad full time now. And then next winter I'll be up in the mountains riding snowmobiles.
Well, and it's no joke either racing those trucks. I mean, between, you know, the G forces, you're in a fire suit. Sometimes it's 90 degrees outside. You're sweating your ass off and, you know, a race can end up going 30 minutes or whatever, and it's certainly not like putting in a moto or putting in a, you know, a back-to-back heat races on a pro open snowcross sled, but it takes some definite physical strength and endurance to drive those trucks too.
Yeah, for sure. It's like I said earlier, it's completely different. It's and like you just said, down the races are in Cali, Mexico, Arizona. Those are hot states, you know, and it's, you're in that fire suit. I was in Cali in March and it was 65 degrees and I was in my fire suit and I was sweating when I got out of the truck. So it's, yeah, you definitely got to be, I would say the biggest word is hydrated, you know, it's a lot of that, but the physical shape too, to be able to, and mental, you got to be focused the whole time during those races. So it's, yeah, it's going to be different, but it'll be fun, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm actually itching to get in the truck again. It was, I had a blast down there with RJ and the Walker guys, and I really want to, I think we're supposed to be having a Razor built here soon by Holtz Racing, and so once I get that going, I'll be itching even more to get back in this driver's seat.
So you've done some Razor racing, some Terracross and that, but talk about that test with Walker in the truck. What was your first impression, and what was different, or you know, how did it hit you when, you know, making those first few laps?
The first few laps, the first session I put in, I came back in. I told RJ straight up, I was like, I feel slow as shit. I do not feel fast out there. And he, RJ's a pretty cool dude. For the people that don't know him, he's super helpful, and he's one of the best in the sport. So it's awesome that I get to work with him. But he told me that I did pretty good, so it built my confidence up, and I went back out there and felt way faster in the corners and everything. And he can obviously, he was talking to me on the radio, so he was just helping me out and helping me build my confidence. The only thing that was kind of a bummer was no one else was out on the track. So I couldn't match my speed with anyone. I was just going off how I felt, but it was, it's completely different than the sleds. You know, it's hard to describe, but it's a different kind of, I guess I can't really say racing because I haven't raced them, but the Razors is different even than sleds too. I mean, the Terracross is bumping, banging, breaking stuff all the time, where, you know, those pro open sleds, we have them built where they don't really break. I mean, you'll see mechanicals every once in a while, but honestly, I was thinking about this the other day, you don't really see mechanicals much more in the pro, in any of the snowboard racing. It's the manufacturers have the sleds pretty dialed straight from them. And then with the old pro open rules, we had our stuff even beefed up more. So it's different, but I think it'll grow on me for sure. And it's going to be hard getting away from snowmobile racing for sure. But like I said earlier, I live in Idaho. I got the mountains right here in my backyard, and I'll be riding snowmobiles every weekend in the winter.
Hey, how about in the truck? How about that sensation the first time you get in there and you're strapped in so tight you really can't even move? People don't realize when you're in there you can move your legs a little bit and your arms just enough to turn the wheel, but you're in a full containment seat and you're strapped in super tight. How strange is that the first few times, like you're going through a corner and there's no body language, right?
Yeah, for sure it is. It's pretty crazy. I started getting really comfortable, and there was this right-hander that you can send it in pretty good too, and I went to lean the first time I did that and couldn't move at all.
There's no leaning.
I think my head leaned about 2 inches, and that was it. And the first time I was in the truck, I definitely noticed that. I was trying to move my body around to move the truck around, but you're not doing anything. You're strapped in there. Yeah, like you said, you just basically all you can move is the lower half of your leg and your head. You can't even really turn. And I was even in a moto helmet, so I didn't even have the neck brace on or anything, and I could barely even turn my head. So I'm guessing when I put a neck brace on and a helmet and it's hooked together and then hooked to the seat, I'm not going to be able to move at all. So it's for sure different and crazy, but it feels safer for sure too. I mean, obviously with a roll cage, you're strapped in everything, but I just feel, when I was out there, I hadn't had surgery yet. My shoulder was still hurting. I knew it was messed up still, and I wasn't worried at all. Like, I was, even if I went to, luckily I didn't flip over, but if I would have, I wouldn't have been worried about it. And that's the thing I'm most excited for, you know, and the injuries are the reason I got out of snowmobiles. So, and I told my dad when I retired, he told me I got to give up all racing, and I was okay with that. Obviously I didn't want to, but I told him, I was like, I love racing. I just hate getting hurt. And especially 4 years in a row. And then this deal fell into our laps with the trucks and Razors. And so it got me super excited again, because I love that racing atmosphere. I love being with all the people at the races and the family, and then being competitive and competing out there with all those fast guys.
Yeah, I mean, I have the utmost respect for you guys. You know, the guys that race like bikes at a high level, and you guys on sleds, when you guys crash, I mean, you're just pile driving yourself into the ground, and sometimes it's rock hard. You know, it's, people don't realize how brutal that sport can be. And believe me, I've been upside down and flown a long ways in a race car too, and that's no fun. But it's not the same as where you're just constantly, you know, breaking limbs and crushing joints. And your next fun thing in that truck, though, will be when there are 12 other trucks out there, and the first time everybody in front of you gets on the gas, your whole world just goes black because your shield gets covered in mud and you don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
You're going through tear-offs, I mean, like they're toilet paper.
Yeah, I haven't, like I said, I wasn't out on the track with anyone else, so that was kind of a bummer. But in the Razors and Terracross, I know what that feels like. So it'll, I don't even know how to describe it. I'm super pumped, nervous. I just want to get out there, but I can't. I know I got to wait for the shoulder to heal, right? So then I don't have to have any more surgeries. And it'll definitely be a fun thing. But, yeah, like you said earlier, too, about the wrecks on dirt bikes and snowmobiles. I mean, my last one was probably the dumbest wreck I've ever had. It was so slow motion. I barely messed up, and it felt like I just fell off my sled to the left side, and I get up and I can't walk, my knee's blown out. And then I get in the medical trailer and I go to grab my pants and my shoulder pops out. And I honestly didn't think I'd hurt my shoulder at all. And my knee, I was so confused on how I even hurt it. You know, it was like, what did I do that made me do this? But it's I give respect to all those guys too, you know, on the pro moto and everything, all the guys that I race against in snowcross. It's a tough sport, and or both of them are, and they're I hope no one else has to give it up because of injuries. You know, it sucks, it's really hard, but like I said earlier too, I got lucky falling, or having this truck deal and Razor deal fall right into our laps. So
yeah, no, that's cool. I'm glad things are going well now, and you got a lot of really great stuff happening. I'm hoping to make a trip out there again this summer. I've been out trying to get out there once every year, every other year. I love coming out to Idaho. I love Boise. We'll have to see what's going on in the fall. Maybe we come out and you're racing way out west though, right? So we won't get to see that. But hoping to make a trip out there. Check in on your pops. I always like bullshitting with him. And that's cool. Things are going well. How about like for people who want to follow what's happening coming up with the Razor and the truck, social media channels or websites they can follow to stay tuned?
Yeah, well, we're keeping the team name, so it's still Late Motorsports, and I would be under RJ's umbrella kind of, but it's still all our sponsors, our team. So we'll still have all the social media sites for Late Motorsports. My sister will still run all mine probably for the trucks and Razors. And there'll be a lot more personal stuff on mine too, obviously, with this kid on the way. I'm sure I'll be posting pictures of that and other fun things I'm doing. But other than that, just Lucas Oil Off-Road. I believe it's lucasoiloffroad.com. They'll have everything. And then I haven't really checked what they got for YouTube and stuff. I know they have their TV channel and I'm guessing a live stream, but other than that, I haven't really looked into it just because I've been so busy with this rehab and working for my dad and all that stuff. I haven't really been focused on that. And I don't want to get too excited because this year might not even happen with the trucks. It will for sure with the Razors, but the trucks aren't for sure yet. So
yeah, sure.
No, I'm not getting my hopes up there, but yeah, it's we'll definitely post stuff on our team page and on my page on when I start racing and everything. But yeah, I'll be at the, I should be at the last three for the Grazers, and that's Reno, Glen Helen, and Phoenix, Arizona. So
okay, cool.
And that's August, September, and October.
We'll and we'll be sure to keep everybody up to speed once you get close to going again on Ride X 365, and we'll keep checking in with you all throughout the summer as well. But yeah, glad it's coming around for you. Thanks for doing this again, and just keep in touch and let us know what's going on.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, we'll see you, Trevor.